I'm Nicolette Thomas, and this is my podcast, Watching with Friends. Every week, we watch and discuss a show or movie, and I invite a friend or two to join in. Today, Sarah and I will be discussing the 2002 Disney Channel original movie, Get a Clue. Lexi Gold lives amongst the wealthy and elite of Manhattan, New York. Clad in Prada, she prides herself on her ability to get the scoop and serve it up at her school newspaper's advice column. She competes for status on the newspaper with middle-class Jack Downey, the editor. When an article and photograph Lexi has taken of her teacher, Mr. Orlando Walker, is published in a daily newspaper, he goes missing and his car is found in the East River. With help from Lexi's best friend, Jen, and one of her schoolmates, Gabe, Lexi and Jack set out to solve the mystery behind the disappearance. Their teacher, Miss Dawson, becomes involved as she and Mr. Walker were romantically involved. Jack receives a message from Mr. Walker about a scholarship. Lexi and Jack search his old apartment where they run into Detective Meany, who is searching for Mr. Walker. Jen and Gabe watch Miss Dawson at Gabe's house with a video camera to keep an eye on her. Lexi and Jack later meet Mr. Walker's mother, Mrs. P, at her house. They discover that Mr. Walker changed his identity after being accused of stealing $10 million. Mr. Walker later receives a letter from the real person who stole the money, framing Mr. Walker. The group and Mr. Walker meet at a hotel to pretend to receive the money. Miss Dawson shows up at the hotel and is taken hostage by the real thief. Lexi and Jack search the halls for the man who is revealed to be Detective Meany, whose real name is Falco Granville, Mr. Walker's boss when he worked at a bank in Arizona, and the man who had framed Mr. Walker for the money theft. The team catches up with him, and he is later arrested. It is later revealed that Mr. Walker's mother found a brooch at Falco's office by chance and decided to keep it. Falco had purchased the expensive canary diamond brooch to hide the stolen $10 million and blamed Mr. Walker for its loss. After Mr. Walker is pronounced a free man at last, he later asks Miss Dawson to marry him. At the end, it shows the wedding with Jack, Lexi, Jen, and Gabe. Jack and Lexi share a moment between themselves before the four teens walk down the street talking about going bowling. After this, we'll be back with Sarah to discuss the movie.
So Get a Clue.
Yes.
Did you remember this one at all?
I did, because I like this one, so I've seen it multiple times.
Me too.
with Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was in 2002, but
yeah,
still.
I didn't realize it was so early on in the zeitgeist of DCOMs.
Yeah. And I mean, it was young Lindsay Lohan, you figure, before she went.
Yeah. So a lot of familiar faces in this one. We have Lindsay Lohan as our main character, Lexi. Brenda Song is her best friend.
I forgot Brenda Song was in this movie.
And then I forget his name. I'm going to pull it up. But it is the kid who played Alfalfa in
Bug Hall. Yeah, Bug Hall.
So him. And then
Brandon.
The female teacher. Did you recognize her? Because I sure as heck did. Did you recognize her?
Oh, geez. No.
So she played TikTok on The Hunger Games.
Oh, okay. Okay, yep.
So that I thought that was kind of funny. And then, of course, the dad from The Nanny. Can't forget him.
You can't. He's, like, so iconic, though. I feel like you just notice him everywhere.
But, yeah, I mean, a pretty well-known cast.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's like, granted, they played minor roles in this, and they end up playing somewhat minor roles in other things, but it still faces you recognize.
But it's like people, and it's like weird because it's like you don't think about it. Because I mean, Brenda Song, this was in 2002, so it was like Brenda Song was just starting out, wasn't it? Wasn't she around this time?
I think she's always been a child actor.
But like Sweet Life on Deck wasn't, and Sweet Life is
that was much later. She was much older.
But yeah, no, it's a pretty heavy hitting cast. I mean, that makes sense why the budget was $1 million, which is relatively cheap for a movie now, but.
Nowadays. For a TV movie for kids.
Yeah, for Disney Channel. It's not that,
I mean,
it's
at the time, Lindsay pricey. Lohan was still their darling. She was the face of the Parent Trap.
Mean Girls.
I don't think Mean Girls was the problem, but.
Oh, no, it wasn't. But it just seemed like after that movie was kind of when things went down. But I highly doubt that was the movie. I just think it was the way everything ended up. That's kind of where she started to, like, after that movie, it was like always in the news, always doing something. And it was probably just because the movie had just come out, so everyone had their eyes all on the cast anyway. But another young teen actor who, or I guess you could say child actor, because she was really young in The Parent Trap.
Yeah,
that, you know, blew their life. Although isn't Brenda Song and Macaulay Culkin together? Did I read that somewhere?
They had a baby.
I was just going to say, didn't they just have a baby together? Which is crazy because he's like, I don't even know.
Isn't his name now Macaulay Culkin Culkin? Like, wasn't that a thing? It was to raise money for something?
Yeah, I think so. I don't even know how to spell his name, so I'm going to look him up through her.
All right, like, so let's talk about the movie. So this is about Lexi, and she wants to be a reporter, which I think kind of cool. She is definitely much more affluent than some of her fellow classmates, as we see in her conversations with Brandon. So is that a huge factor about Lexi?
I think so. I think it shows kind of like where she's, in a way, where she's coming from, but like also that she's not. It always seems like all the shows that have the young spy or the young journalist are always way more, in a way, not necessarily smarter, but more affluent, have more of a handle on what's going on. So it always seems like they have better conversations with teachers than they do with the kid, like a better connection with the teachers and the parents than they actually do with their own generation. Well, and it takes place in New York too.
Yes. So
that's also a big thing, but let's be real. I always go back from being a reporter to being like a mystery solver. I've always wanted to solve mysteries. I thought that'd be cool. Like a Nancy Drew-esque.
Yeah. And that's totally what this is. Like,
I think later on, too, they did one with that girl from Wizards, Selena Gomez's friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was necessarily a DCOM, but
it was
another movie but it was like that. It was like a kid spy. Like she was like a normal kid, but she was like a reporter / spy / awesome. Something that you think that like no kid would ever be.
So, as an older sister, what did you think of her relationship with her younger sister?
Oh, no, go ahead. You can explain it and then I'll...
Because her sister is really into kind of the spy stuff. And so she has all these gadgets and things.
Well, I also too find, like, I mean, you know, and it comes across, I always think it's over-dramatized in movies and shows, like the older sister, younger sister relationship. But it's always like, because they have to. You can't have, like, a sibling, like, even Stevens, where they're all, like, kumbaya and nothing ever happens. Because it does, you know, get into a fight and they're annoying. But I also think that, like, she could have been a little bit nicer to her sister. her sister was cool. Like, if I had her as my sister, hell yeah. That'd be awesome. Cool and techie and stuff. But I always think that, like, they always over-dramatize the sibling relationship where, like, in every movie, it's the older sibling is always, like, mean and cruel and trying to leave the younger sibling out. And then, like, at the end, like, oh, my God, you've been my best friend forever. And you're like, all right, come on. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've tried to trade my sister multiple times, but we still get along pretty well.
So then let's talk about Lexi's article. Because she writes a human interest piece about her two teachers seeing each other.
Dun, dun, dun! Which never goes well. Like, let's be real. Once you start calling out your teachers, you know something's going to happen.
Well, and then because there's a picture attached, kind of everything goes from there. So what did you think of the mystery?
It was the teacher. The mystery was the teacher was missing, right?
Yes.
I can't remember how I liked the mystery. I mean, it's a mystery in a kid's Disney movie, so it couldn't be like super in depth, like, but it was pretty in depth.
I mean, we see them pull his car out of the river. Like,
oh yeah. And it's out of the East River too, but no, they did a good job with that whole mystery. And I can't remember, did he vanish on his own?
Yeah, so he disappears because he is wanted for stolen money.
Okay, but see, and we let
that was money laundering by his boss. So the boss is after him. The cops are after him.
Yeah, I would fake my own death too and disappear totally. Go on the run. Hell yeah. No, hands down. Totally go on the run.
Like the main part. And then you have, they think it is the girlfriend teacher. So they stake out her place, which literally made me crack up so much.
Because you know they're going to screw something up or they're going to get caught or.
Well, they see their teachers acting as actual people than just teachers.
Well, that was the funniest thing too. Like when my sister was little, every time we'd see a teacher in the grocery store, she'd be like, they actually leave school? And my mom's like, well, yeah, they just don't live at school. Like, what do you think? And it was so funny because my aunt was a teacher. So it was like, but she didn't see my aunt as a teacher.
It was her aunt.
But it was like, you know, you see him outside of school and you're like, what, they actually like leave and eat actual food and go grocery shopping like normal people? What the hell?
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny. I thought they're doing, she's doing, the teacher's doing the exercise video and Brenda Song doing the exercise video with her as they're spying on her. It was just hilarious. So funny. I loved it.
I do like Brenda Song. I think she's
amazing.
She's so versatile. Like you can have her in a show like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and stuff, and where you can be like, wow, she's kind of a bitch. But then you see her in shows like movies like this, and you're like, oh yeah, she's super fun. Even like in Wendy Wu.
Yeah.
Like she was awesome. Yes,
this is our second movie with her in it.
Awesome. Yeah, because we already did Wendy Wu. I forgot about that. Yeah, but yeah, no, she's one of the Disney Channel heavy hitters. Like she's in a lot of movies.
Yeah,
that you wouldn't think she'd be in. whether she's like a friend or whatever, but she's one of the Disney heavy hitters.
Definitely. So this brings up my favorite character, because I was like sitting at the edge of my seat waiting for her to show up. And that is the teacher's mother, Mrs. P.
Uh-huh.
Because I think she is the funniest character. In DCOM, I like remember from childhood. I remember her so clearly.
She's the mother that you're like, man, why can't my mom be like that?
No.
Like, why can't you?
No, not at all. She's just so out there.
I mean, we all got that one person in the family that.
Oh, I loved her so much. And she had such like different style and just like, so you're seeing Lexi's like thoughts on it, and then you're having your own because it's just so bright and bold and kind of weird.
Yeah, kind of out there. But also too, like, you can look at like even some of Brenda Song's outfit choices in the movie were kind of like,
so I think that's also the time, because think of
me 2002 too. I think
it was very,
it was still like, they still kind of hung on to the late 90s, where you still see that 90s retro style on. It wasn't like they're still kind of back in the 90s, it seems like.
Yeah,
because it was still early 2000s, but
it, yeah, definitely no, it was, I remember wanting a lot of the outfits in this movie.
Loved it. I did love this movie. I remember this movie very well. It was really well done.
So, I did have a few things that I felt were very out of place.
Uh-huh.
And that was two of the other teachers. Because one was in love with the teacher who disappeared, and one was in love with the girlfriend teacher. And I just, that's the one plot line that never made sense to me. Like, it just,
where they had like the other relationship.
It was just there for filler. But the movie would have been completely fine without it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I totally think that. But I also think, too, it kind of, like, towards the mystery aspect of it, even though they didn't really play on it, which I thought was really weird, was they could have had that when he disappeared as, like, another option. But, again, they never used it. It was just, like you said, it was just filler. Like, just kind of like, oh, we got to throw in another romantic tie. Just because we need to have more than one.
And then the homeless guy.
Uh-huh.
That one, like, okay, it makes sense because it helps Lexi learn another thing. But
yeah.
It just,
but again, it's one of those things that she probably could have learned a different way without having this random homeless guy there.
Yes. And then, like, that's how her dad ends up at the hotel. Like, I could get into a whole thing of, like, yeah, I'm like, why?
It's like a weird, like, twisty-turny circle. And you're like, all right, they kind of went, like, way out to left field to come back to that. It was like, yeah, they probably could have done that a lot easier.
So then one of my last major problem with this is when they go to Brooklyn to his house.
Whose house?
The other kid, Brandon.
Okay, yeah.
And they go to Brandon's house. And they meet his mom. Talk about his brother. And, like, how his brother's not there anymore because of bunk beds. And I'm just like, dumb butt. He's wearing a navy t-shirt. Like, dumb butt. Read.
Right? But again, that takes away from the movie if it was that easy.
I just think it was sloppy writing.
Yeah.
But yeah, besides that, I mean, I really liked it. I mean, the first and second act are fine. It's really the third act where I start really enjoying myself.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, yeah. I always feel that way too with a lot of movies. It's like the first part of it, you're kind of like, because like they have to give you all the kind of like back information. So it's kind of like, all right, do I really need this info? And then it gets to like the more comedic relief type actiony stuff. But I mean, for kids, journalistic mystery solving movie, it was pretty good. Hold on.
Yeah. So the hotel, everybody shows up. Everybody's here.
Conveniently.
Well, and that's the whole thing, because they make the plan. It's just going to be them and the teacher who's on the run. But his mother shows up. Her dad's there for a press conference. The other two teachers show up. The girlfriend teacher's there. And it's just like, why? Like, it just, and you have them like running from it. I mean, it makes sense because it just ups the ante. But at the same time.
Right. But. Yeah, but it's like, why does everybody have to show up, and how do they know that it's convenient that they all showed up at the same place? Like, I get all the kids because they've been together throughout the whole movie, so like the plan to show up with the teacher, but then it's like everybody else joins in, like, okay, wait a minute. Well, it's just kind of like weird how the, like you said, the mother shows up, then the girlfriend teacher shows up, and then this person shows up, and then the, it's like it's just too odd for me that everybody just shows up in one place.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's really funny how they like try to hide the fact that they really shouldn't be there by like, okay, grandma, we're going to sit down for tea. Like those kind of things. Like, I thought that was really cute.
Yeah. But that too is always like such like a, I feel like in the movies, that's how the young kids do it. Like they always try to sleep in. Like, but it's always like, okay, grandma, it's tea time. We're just going to sit here. We're going to sit there. It was cute. It was a cute movie.
I do have to say, I remember, especially Lindsay Lohan, when her outfit, when they're doing this entire bit at the hotel with the white pants with the black roses on them and the black turtleneck with the pleather jacket and the half ponytail that was pin straight, like it was a moment for me. Yep. Like I want to be that.
Right, you go back and you're like, I never understood the white pants though. Like,
oh, I mean, they're cool, those but, pants. I don't know. I loved those pants.
I mean, I loved her pants. Like, I tried to. You know how expensive those pants were back in the day? Because I remember looking at them; they were always like super expensive.
So. But I never got those pants, but do you remember my bubble jeans?
Yes.
Because that was my stepmom's response to, I really want those pants. And she's like, well, these you can get dirty and we can clean them.
Yes. And that was always a thing too. It was like white, especially like in New York, you would think like white would be difficult because like they get dirty. But like I had a pair of pants with like, I think they were jeans, but I think they had like red flowers on them or something like going up the side of them at one point. Again, early 2000s. I feel like that was such like an early 2000 thing.
Definitely.
But yeah.
But yeah. And then the ending, we get the resolution with Lexi's like knowledge of the worth of items. With, and I remember this, and this is why I became obsessed with canary diamonds. Because this movie.
Those suckers are nice.
But it's in this
And we also get
bug pin. And I'm just like, what?
Random bug pin has a canary. Oh, yeah. Loved it. But and we also get the resolution of Jack and Lexi. How did you feel about like that moment?
See, that it didn't feel contrite to me. It felt like that's where like it was rushed. Going. It made sense. It wasn't like they added in romance just for the sake of it in that case. Yeah.
But still, it was a cute moment. You're just like, yay.
She buys him bowling shoes.
Aw. And they go bowling, which is such, again, early 2000s date night.
Kind of, I guess the wedding's a thing. But, because yes, the teachers get married. But before that, they're still, they're going through career day. This entire week that this crap happens. It's like career week.
Conveniently going through. Yeah.
And like the day it all kind of starts, they have like someone from the CIA. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But like, that's the only time like anything like that is mentioned. So the she's the teacher's just like, well, like your dad sounds like a smart person. And then like maybe we should have you do career day. And like this whole conversation, I'm just like, what? Like,
yeah.
Really?
How come we never had anybody? How come A, we never had career day? B, we never had or mother was in the CIA or anything cool like that.
I know.
Like, what the hell?
I mean, I remember having a career day. I think it was in seventh grade.
Yeah, and it wasn't really like the parents coming to talk, because I remember we went to like the gym at the middle school and we went like table to table and
I remember it being in the learning center. I remember being in the learning center.
Oh, really? One.
And we had four different parents come in and talk about their job.
I don't remember that, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. But I remember going one year.
We're old now.
Sometimes I don't even remember what I have for breakfast. But I do remember at one point going to the library and having like a career thing there where like we go like table to table and there's like my ear doctor was there and like a whole bunch of different people were there, but like never a cool career day. Never anybody from the CIA or FBI or any of the lettered corporations that is cool. Like, what the hell, man?
But yeah. So...
But again, on the other hand, if you were in the CIA because you were a spy, like, would you really want people to know you were in the CIA? Let's think about that. Why would you be going to career day unless you were like a secretary for the CIA? Then that wouldn't matter. But, you know, come on. If you're really a spy in the CIA, why would you be coming to career day and announcing it to the world?
So, I mean, that's all I really have to say about this movie.
How about you? Me too. No, I think we covered everything.
All right. Yeah. So I guess our final thing is then to give it a rating. So 1 out of 10.
You go first this time. I know. It's so hard to rate them now. As we go on, it gets harder and harder because you're like, oh.
Where did you rate everything else? And
yeah, half the time I don't remember what I have for breakfast. Because I'm up at 3 in the morning to work. But anyway. Okay, I think I'm going to rate it. Yeah, I think I'm going to do 7.5 in case there's something better or something worse.
So 7.5 for you. I'm going to go with 7 as well.
Nice. Yeah, it was good, but like, it wasn't like super good. It didn't have any of the Lawrence brothers in it. So like...
Or Zac Efron,
because let's be real. I was watching Xenon. They were playing Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century, on Disney Channel the other night. I totally stayed up and watched the whole thing, and I remembered it word for word. And the zoom.
I can't wait until we talk about Xenon, because we can talk about my love for Protozoa.
Oh my God, I forgot how hot he was. But he was also, like, I also see him as, like, not to get too ahead of ourselves, but, like, re-watching it, I also see it as, like, one of those rock stars that's kind of, like, borderline has-been and is doing this thing to kind of, like, reinvent his career. So you're like, okay, he's kind of, like, old as shit and kind of losing, you know, he's going to be a has-been, but still going on tour in space.
So I'm kind of excited.
Okay.
Our next one is 2009's Princess Protection Program.
Oh my God, I love that. That was such a good movie. That was only 2009?
Uh-huh.
Really?
That was over 10 years ago. No.
like Sarah and I were just discussing it, the next movie we are going to be watching is 2009's Princess Protection Program. I am looking forward to that discussion as well. As always, it's great to talk to Sarah about these movies that we remember. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can email us at watchingwfriendspod@gmail.com. You can find us on our Facebook group or our Instagram, which is Watching with Friends. And yeah, besides that, we are looking to expand as well, myself personally, as well as the podcast itself. Please feel free to reach out to us. We really want to hear what you guys have to say as well. So with that being said, we will see you guys next time and hope you have a great day.